Again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite two AM radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, and a beautiful day it is today. Of course, 1400 AM KSBT in somewhat sunny, although cold, sunny Sandpoint today. Like I said, gorgeous day in all of North Idaho, kind of a break from these gray, foggy, non-eventful days we've been experiencing lately. That's supposed to change this weekend. Good chance of snow on Sunday and Monday. So I'm actually looking forward to that. Just break it up a bit. Bring on the wintertime. We've got all of February to get through yet. Anyway, getting through today's show. It's North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Woody. We've got another good one for you today as we welcome in several representatives from Bonner General Health Foundation and from Bonner General Health itself. They have their annual Heart Ball coming up on February the 12th. It's a virtual Heart Ball once again this year, just before Valentine's Day. So we'll be telling you all about that. In our first segment today, we'll welcome back in the BGH Director of Marketing and Community Development, Aaron Benal, will be with us, as well as BGH Foundation Heart Ball Chairperson Georgia Simmons will be with us as well. Then a little later on, Molly Behrens, the BGH Community Development Coordinator, will be joining us, as well as our old friend Amber Gildersleeve, who is a BGH Foundation member. So, look forward to that. That's for sure. Looking forward to this weekend, what's going on. Well, as you heard about the last couple of weeks on this show, ski joring is returning to North Idaho. It'll be at the Chapman Springs Ranch out in Clark Fork on Saturday. Now, if a lot of you have seen in print that it is the 28th and 29th, the 28th tomorrow is actually registration for the riders and horses and skiers. So there's no event for the general public tomorrow. But Saturday, there is ski joring all day. You want to go to Chapman Springs Ranch, or actually chapmanskijoring.com for more information. I think it might be sold out, because last Thursday when Wes Chapman was right here in our studios, there were only like 200 tickets left. So you want to check that out. Don't just drive out there expecting to buy a ticket and get in. Anyway, it is Saturday the 29th. They starts at 8 a.m. It's going to go all day. It's a person on a horse, riding a horse up to 40 miles an hour, which is really fast if you're familiar with horses in the snow. And then there's a long rope attached to the saddle, and then there's a skier behind that going through jumps and around these courses. And there's a beginner division, there's an intermediate division, and there's actually professional ski jurors coming from all over to participate. So, it's going to be a It looks like it's going to be a great day weather-wise, and good for them. It's chapmanskijoring.com. Pondere Arts Council partners with the Allegro Dance Studio and Suzuki String Academy for a show called This Winter Night. It's live music and dance featuring local musicians and dancers over 2 days at the Panada Theater, Saturday at 2 o'clock and 7 p.m. and Sunday, January 30th at 2 p.m. I can't go to that. There's football Sunday, right? It's going to be a great football day. Anyway, if you're not into football, definitely go on Saturday and watch football on Sunday. Or if you're not into football at all, go on Sunday and enjoy that at 2 o'clock at the Panada. Show includes pre-show galas and decadent hot chocolate bar. Art gallery display and raffles. Young concert goers can also meet and get a picture with a real ballerina. Check for the press release with complete details. And for more information, go to artinsandpoint.org, artinsandpoint.org, or go to panada.org. What else is going on this weekend? Friday, live music at Matchwood Brewing. Jackson Roltigan is playing, a multi-instrumentalist singer-songwriter from Coeur d'Alene, featuring blues, soul, pop, and Americana. Also, it's Toyota Free Ski Friday at Schweitzer tomorrow. Should be a great day for that. Go to Schweitzer.com for more information on that. Tomorrow night at iCart's, Bright Moments Jazz is playing from 7 until 10. Of course, the Twilight Ski Program is happening this weekend again at Schweitzer. There's Winter Trails Day at Schweitzer on Saturday. 32K of trails to explore. Nordic skis will be fun for everyone, or snowshoes. Call 263-9555. 263-9555. But for more information, the Idaho Club this Saturday has a paint and sip. So you can go to events at the Idaho Club and learn all about that. Saturday evening music with the at the Ponderay Winery. Doug and Marty, who played at IPA last night. Marty Perrin and Doug Bond. They haven't been playing much lately during the pandemic, but they're back. It's 5 to 8 at the winery. Should be pretty cool. Got a pretty cool show for you today. We're with BGH folks talking about their Heart Ball, which is coming up on Valentine's weekend. We'll learn more about it right after this.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, save time, shop online, and pick up your items at the store or have them delivered to your home. It's easy and convenient. Go to superonefoods.net and select your items. Then set the time to pick up your groceries in one of the reserved parking spaces at the store or have them delivered. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring. Great jobs with some positions starting at $18 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
Encoder Products Company is hiring full-time assemblers, no experience necessary, with seated workstations and no heavy lifting. Entry wages start at $15 per hour plus benefits, like a 401k, medical and dental insurance, paid holidays, sick leave, and vacation. Are you commuting to or from Coeur d'Alene for work? The factory is just 10 miles south of Sandpoint on Highway 95. Come work for Encoder and save some drive time. Learn more at encoder.com.
Jim and Sonny from Parker Subaru, cruising North Idaho in a new Subaru Crosstrek. Does an excursion up a dirt trail for some weekend camping sound appealing? The off-road ready Subaru Crosstrek could be for you. You'll find control, handling, and confidence when off-road, back trail, or in winter storms because the Subaru symmetrical all-wheel drive system delivers. In the Northwest, that's important.
Subaru owners, grab your keys because it's time to head up to the mountain to Lookout Pass for Parker Subaru's free ski day happening Friday, February 4th. Hurry into Parker Subaru to pick up one of 100 tickets. Parker Subaru and Ski Lookout Pass offer skiers and riders more. More snow, more grooming, more fun. Get ready to hit the slopes Friday, February 4th for Parker Subaru's free ski day at Lookout Pass.
Cruise in and finish your research with a hands-on test drive. Get all the answers at your no-problem Parker Subaru, Highway 95 in Coeur d'Alene.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer may be yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening. And visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. We're talking Heart Ball today. We have Georgia Simmons with us, Heart Ball Chair of the BGH Foundation, as well as a woman who's often a guest on this show, Erin Banal, Director of Marketing and Community Development at Bonner General Health. Erin, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having us, Bob.
Thanks for phoning in. I appreciate that. How's everything?
Going steady.
And Georgia is
expected.
Yeah, and Georgia is here with us in the studio. Georgia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Bob.
I haven't seen you, I don't think, since the last Coldwater Creek golf tournament. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's a long time.
But those were great events, and I know it was a lot of work for you guys to put on, and you raised a heck of a lot of money, so congratulations.
Thanks, that was great. We're off to do the same thing here.
Yeah, and you want to get real close to that microphone there, if you don't mind. So, Georgia, tell us, well, first of all, the BGH Foundation, how did you become the HeartBall chairperson?
Well, actually, that's my husband's fault. He had been involved with, obviously, the foundation since it was revitalized. And so he really helped put all the ideas together for decorating for the HeartBall. And so I got sucked into helping him as, of course, and I love doing creative things. So got involved, and then he was no longer on the board, but he still would come and help decorate. And I decided that I was an emeritus for the PAFE board. It was time to do something new. And they were looking for a board member, so I volunteered, and which also came with still decorating and being part of the HeartBall.
Gotcha. So for anybody who's listening today who's not familiar with the BGH HeartBall, tell us a little history about it, what it's all about, and all of that.
Okay, great. Would love to. This year will be our 14th year of the HeartBall, which actually started when the foundation was revitalized. And it was meant to be a kickoff event to meet the new board members, make sure everybody knew they were ambassadors for healthcare, and also for fundraising. So it became initially a thank you to donors who had helped us in the past. Timing was perfect because the board really believed in the doldrums of winter.
Mm-hmm.
All the great holidays are over. It's time to, like, maybe have some fun in the dead of winter.
We still have Super Bowl Sunday coming up.
Oh, no. Well, we know that, too.
I don't take down my Christmas lights till after Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, good for you. I barely do myself. So, anyway, so having that is to have this party. And what better time than close to Valentine's Day? And because it's for the hospital, call it the HeartBall.
Yeah.
So it is our major fundraiser, and every year a project to fund is established between the board and guidance from the hospital as to what their needs are, and there's many criteria for that. But really it's to meet the community needs that are really needed at the moment. So we have had in the past a wonderful sit-down dinner that served presentations, auction packages, paddle raises, and most importantly, dancing. So you get to get up and dance with your special someone. But last year, we obviously ran into a snag with COVID.
Yeah, as did all of the great nonprofits and their events, you know, the Kinderhaven Trees
Absolutely.
Event and the festival's wine auction didn't happen. But all of these things went virtual, and they were all very successful, which was kind of, I mean, I know how nervous you must have been going into a virtual HeartBall, and how did it come out?
Well, I think we were so pleasantly surprised. We were very nervous, and we had a very low expectation level of the money that we would raise. Although we really had an important initiative, which was to remodel the emergency room, which hadn't been remodeled in over 30-plus years.
Oh.
And we had gotten a grant for construction for $200,000, and we thought maybe we would raise $60,000. But we raised over $200,000.
Wow.
It was just amazing. And we had people who normally wouldn't come to the HeartBall actually call in. There was no fee to call in, and if you stayed on for the call, there was a great raffle afterwards that you could win. So it turned out to be extremely successful. And although we thought we were going to be in person this year, and we held on to the very last minute, and then knowing that we couldn't, we are virtual again, and we're excited. We think we're going to do well this year, too. We've had quite a few RSVPs already, and it's going to be a fun evening. You can, you know, have fun with your have some people over that you feel safe with, have a small party, have fun, and we'll be offering food that you can order, and it'll be delivered to you, which will be the first time.
We'll talk more about that in a moment. But Aaron, thank you for joining us here on the phone today. And so what is the fundraiser itself? What is the money going to this particular year? And then we'll have Georgia touch on where it's gone in the past.
Sure. To echo what Georgia says, the Bonner General Health Foundation Board chooses an area or piece of equipment with the guidance from the hospital that will significantly impact the most people. While Bonner General Health can enhance the quality of health care we provide within our community. So this year, of course, it's no different. We continue to talk about the significant growth of Bonner County and really our surrounding areas. We have such a large service area. There was really no question a third X-ray machine and designated space specific to trauma radiology was where this year's funds really needed to go. Bonner General Health has been implementing and improving our emergency operations plans over the last 3 years, and time-sensitive imaging is so vital. Imaging is really one of the best ways to decide who needs attention quickly. Mm-hmm. And when a patient's life is on the line, there's no question that time is of the essence. So the sooner the problem is diagnosed, the sooner that patient is stabilized, can get to the right place, to the right level of care.
Yeah, it takes a lot of guesswork out of it, and the technology is improving so quickly that the hospital has to keep changing to keep up with that. That's all great stuff. Georgia, you mentioned that last year's funds went towards the renovation of the emergency department. What other things have you guys done over the years?
Over the years, we started small because, we were just starting, but we have grown so much. But intensive care unit equipment, portable ultrasound, women's imaging, orthopedic surgical table that we didn't have that was so important, the ophthalmology clinic, and again, last year's remodel. It's important that everybody knows that all of these things at the time were of absolute need. And also, it's important to understand that every penny we raise goes directly. There are no administrative costs going directly to the project.
Yeah, that's very important, and that's good stuff to know. So is this just a one, Aaron, maybe you can answer this. Is this just a one-night event, or do you guys raise money before the event, or is there sponsorships, or how does that all work?
All of the above. several businesses have been HeartBall sponsors for multiple years. They really see the value in our mission, and that's to provide quality care close to home. We have some other appeal letters. We have, donate now on our website. But I think to go back specifically to those businesses and our community that sponsor us, they really understand that community hospitals are economic anchors, and Bonner General Health employs over 450 people. In addition, healthcare is a really critical quality of life factor, impacting the retention and attraction of other industries. I have two statements from Carrie Sakamano with Teen and Kelly Pryor from Lighthouse about their why of supporting Bonner General Health, if I could share real quickly.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And that Teen, this is from Kari Sakamano. Teen thinks this is it is important to support the BGH HeartBall because the hospital and its employees are some of the most critical people in our community for all of our health and welfare and the success of our community. To be able to inspire health workers through our community's loving and dedicated support is essential. The strength, courage, and excellence that they bestow upon us should not go unnoticed. Every person is a hero in the healthcare team, and their courage, especially the last couple of years, should inspire us all to be of assistance somehow. HeartBall and the BGH Foundation accomplished this, and Ting is ecstatic to lend a hand. And then from Kelly Pryor, the president of Lighthouse, believes in building community. At the core of any community are a strong healthcare system and a strong educational system. As a result, Lighthouse continues to support these core community assets that will allow our community to be healthy and continue to develop for the future needs of its residents. And I just can't, continue to, remind all of us that, the hospital is the one place in any community that touches every individual from birth to end of life, and how critical it is to have a strong healthcare system, to have that support and to have our community support our healthcare system.
And how lucky we are here in the greater Sandpoint area to have a hospital like Bonner General. It's not like that in every smaller town. So it's incredible. And it's a night like this that helps keep everything going and up to date. Georgia, while we have a few more minutes, how do people get involved with the Bonner General Health Foundation? And what is the foundation? What do you do other than the heart ball?
Okay, the foundation, if you are absolutely interested, and we're interested in you being interested, please contact Aaron's office, and we can get you more involved as to whether you join the advisory committee, council, where we have citizens who are on there that meet with us and also help us and advise us as to where we're going to go. We are also developing more, quite frankly, more fundraising things. Last year we started a grant program for the employees where they could submit grants to things that they might not be able to get in their budgets but they needed in their departments, and we actually were glad that we could bestow money on them to get some of these things that they also need, which is also good for morale because they are our heroes. So I think that's really important. We will continue with other ideas that maybe COVID put on the back burner, that we're hoping to be able to come up with, again, to touch the community more, touch a bigger part of the community, and make sure it's up front. Because my husband and I arrived here 22 years ago from New York City and Chicago, and I don't think I would have moved here if there wasn't a hospital here. It was already a big change for me.
Yeah, so, I bet.
So not having a hospital here would have made, I don't think I would have made the decision. But I will say that we've gotten great care. And we really do support them and believe in everything that we're doing as a board and as healthcare close to home. Remember, benefiting from healthcare should not be a matter of luck.
Absolutely. And with all of that having been said, if someone's hearing that there's a lot of new people in town, if they hear about this and they're interested in maybe joining the advisory board or just volunteering in some way for the hospital, what kind of time and do you need to put into it? Are you having meetings every week? Do you have to go once a month? Or what can people expect?
Well, board members, we have meetings once a month. We have committee meetings in between. Mm-hmm. Advisory council is 4 or 5 times a year. And we like to pull some volunteers who are interested from the advisory council or others who would just, we do have other friends and family who join us when it's time to put an event on, who will help us put that together, that we're very thankful for, mm-hmm. and want to continue to keep those. But again, I think getting in touch with Aaron and Molly, do you want to, when Molly comes in, she'll be able to tell you how to reach us.
Yeah.
So that it's easy for everybody to contact her in the office, and we'll put you right to work, not to worry.
And to learn more about the Heart Ball and just the Bonner General Foundation in general, they have a great website. I'm looking at it right now. It's very easy to remember, bonnergeneral.org or bonnergeneral.org. And you can go /heartball, and you can see on the auction preview how to become a sponsor. And when Molly and Amber are with us here after this upcoming commercial break, we'll find out about the desserts and the hors d'oeuvres that you can order and enjoy them. I don't know how this is going to work on that Saturday night, February 12th, but we'll find out. Georgia, thank you so much for taking time out of your day and joining us. It's great to see you again, and we'll do this again sometime.
Great. It's great. Thank you so much for having us. It's important.
Anytime. And Aaron, thank you, and get back to work.
Take care.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, Molly Behrens is with us, as well as Amber Gildersleeve will be joining us on the phone. Molly's here live in person, and we'll talk more about the 14th annual BGH Heart Ball coming up February 12th. So stick around.
Wake up. It's not a dream. Boating dreams become real at Mark's Marine's Parade of Boats. Welcome aboard a great selection of new boats for the family from Lund, Hughescraft, Weldcraft, Thunderjet, Godfrey, and Avalon. Join the parade. The best in fishing and family boating. Factory pro staffers on hand for all your boat show questions at Mark's. Of course, free parking, free admission, and appointments available. Show hours Monday 9 to 7, Sunday 10 to 5. Mark's Marine, 3 miles north of Hayden, Highway 95, where boating dreams come true.
Life is beautiful. Life is grand. Let's stay healthy. Here's the plan. Vaccine time is here. There's so much living to do. Let's protect our families. It's free. Easy, too. Go to vaccines.gov. Find flu and COVID vaccines with a click. The peace of mind is priceless. We don't want anyone sick. So remember, life is glorious. Life is wow. But not when you're ill. So protect yourself now. A message from the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Okay, joining us today on the podcast is Stan and Roy, collectively known as the Raptors from Triple Play. Guys, here's a question. I've heard the Raptor Reef Water Park is always exactly 86 degrees. Why is this?
Well, Madeline, rigorous studies showed us that 86 degrees is the ideal temperature for fun to grow and flourish.
Oh, Stan.
So are you saying the water park would be less fun if it was 85 or 87 degrees?
I think that might possibly be exactly what I'm saying.
Could we make that not what he's saying?
The Raptors are brought to you by Triple Play, where you can bowl, play laser tag, climb a ropes course, and splash around in Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. Plus, it's all attached to a cozy hotel. Visit 3play.com.
At 88 degrees, fun really dissipates, and we want to avoid that.
Okay, Stan, what is that based on?
Instinct, Roy. Distinct instinct.
Oh.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Molly Behrens from she's the Community Development Coordinator at BGH is with us here in the studio, and Amber Gildersleeve is with us via the magic of the telephone. Amber, how are you?
Yes.
It's great to have you here. And of course, you're very familiar with Blue Sky Broadcasting in our building here, but I don't think you've ever been on the radio. Is that true?
I think I've been on a couple times, but it's been a while.
then you're a veteran. So let's see, what have we got coming up? Of course, we talked to George. I don't know if you got to hear that about the 14th annual Heart Ball coming up Saturday, February the 12th. What kind of packages are you guys offering this time around?
Well, that's the fun part. we have some really great packages. There are five total. It is everything from international traveling to a trip to Nashville. I'll just go ahead and go through some of them.
Yeah.
We've got, starting with Nashville, it's a long weekend, just enjoying all the honky-tonk great food and southern hospitality that Nashville has to offer. It includes airfare, so round-trip airfare for two, four nights at a downtown Nashville Marriott, and then there's a whiskey tour, a big green tractor tour, and then also tickets for the Grand Ole Opry. And, it's going to be a lot of fun. It was a really popular package last year, so we brought it back.
I want to say I spent a week in Nashville several years ago, and it was a blast. And honestly, I had never really given Nashville much thought before, being from the Northwest. It's like, why would I go to Nashville? But that downtown core is just so much fun. You go in little honky-tonks that Jimmy Buffett used to play in before he was famous, and Johnny Cash, and it's just so much history. That's a great trip.
Yep, it will be. It will be a great trip. You'll have to bid on it. I'll try it out for a second time. We also have a new one this year. It's glamping at the Arches in Moab. So it is a four-night stay for two in this upscale luxury tent. You have to look it up. It's Under the Canvas Moab deluxe tent. It's amazing. It's like next level. There's also park passes for Arches National Park, whitewater rafting for two. You get to take a national park tour at sunset. And then for some fun in Sandpoint, Matchwood has donated a tour tasting and treats for up to 8 people, and then a $50 Matchwood gift certificate.
Nice.
And then, yeah, so fun here and away. And then there's a Switzer package. We've got 2 unlimited season passes. And this year we also have a 2-night stay at a Switzer Village condo, which is really exciting. Mm-hmm. That's a very sought-after experience and hard to come by lately. Also, Life Flight Network membership for lifetime for your household. Wow. Finn McDonald has donated puffy jackets for his and her puffy jackets. There's an Alpine Shop gift certificate for $100 and a Switzer gift card and wine glasses and wine. So that's a great package as well. An outdoor adventure locally. We also have a Mexico trip, round trip airfare for 2 to Los Cabos. 7 nights at a Hilton, spa and golf Hilton in Los Cabos. And then it's a choose your own adventure. You'll get a gift certificate to Cabo Adventures, and you can choose from whale watching, sailboat charter, snorkeling, zip lining. I mean, there's so many things. So that's kind of fun that you can customize it to what you really want to do. There's also a really great, organic farm called Flora Farms there. So this package includes a cooking class at the farm, and then craft cocktails and lunch, and then a gift certificate for that as well. And last but definitely not least, a local adventure, private tasting at the Pack River store for 14 people.
Wow.
So it's been obviously, I don't know, have you been out there for any of their?
I haven't been to their events. I've eaten there often, yeah. However.
Yeah, they sell out every time, mm-hmm. and they.
That's why I haven't been there.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a private dinner for your 14 of your friends. It also includes transportation, so nobody has to worry about driving, and it includes 3 cases of wine as well. So
wow,
it's going to be a great package.
Now, if somebody wants to see this, can you go to the website and see everything that you can bid on?
Yes. Yep, and Molly will explain more how to find everything, but bonnergeneral.org, you can find out all about the auction, about the heart ball, and the there's great descriptions of all the auction items. And they will go live on February 1st and continue through the heart ball evening.
Gotcha. So Molly joining us here, as Amber just set up for us, when does the bidding start? Does it start on February 1st, or does it all happen that night?
It does. So it all starts on February 1st. Everything will go live. And the live auction will be open for pre-bidding. So you can start, scoping out your favorite packages and placing your bids on that. And that will actually be live until it's transitioned to our live auction during the streaming. But also, Amber will touch on, we have 21 fantastic desserts this year that you can also bid on. That also begins on February 1st, and that closes before the Heart Ball, so we can deliver them to you to enjoy at the Heart Ball.
Now, Justin Dick was with us, who's the head of the foundation right now, last week. I think it was last week. And he had mentioned that delivering the desserts. Do you guys deliver them that night, or how does that work?
Yeah, so the auction will close at 8 p.m. On the 11th, and then on the 12th, morning of the 12th, we will divvy them up between our board members, and our board members will personally deliver all of the desserts, so that you'll have them for, when we start the show, you'll have your dessert.
Through rain, sleet, snow, dead of night,
exactly,
whatever it takes. And also on the website, there's a hors d'oeuvres, and you can order at home. One of you jump in here and tell me, how in the heck does that work?
Yeah, so this is a cool thing we're adding this year. Brittany from Pack River Store is on our board, and they have been really awesome trying to help us figure out how to help our guests have a real heart ball at home. And one of those things is having appetizers easy, so you can you know, order it all ahead of time. It'll get delivered to your house and you can host your own, you know, little get together. But so what you do is you go on our website. Again, it's bonnergeneral.org. And right there on the homepage, you'll see the Heart Ball, and it'll take you right to our site that's completely dedicated to that. And you can look at our menu. It's pretty fantastic. Again, if you're familiar with Alex as a chef, everything he does is fantastic.
Yeah.
But so we have charcuterie boards. We have small ones and large ones. We have trio of crostinis. So 6 different crostinis per order. And we also have shrimp cocktail. And so at any point, you can order those. I think we said maybe by the 9th we need that order. And we'll get all of that prepared for you, and we'll drop it off the morning of the Heart Ball and with your dessert, hopefully, if you purchase one. And we'll just drop it all off at your house and make it super easy on you.
That's awesome. Amber, talking about the desserts, do you know what there is to offer?
Yeah. So we have really something for everyone this year for the desserts. There are some gluten-free options, and lots of chocolate, some lemon desserts. There's hot cocoa bombs, which will be fun for kids. We've got lots of local restaurants have donated desserts, and they have in years past, and they've been very, very popular. We've got chocolate mousse cake from Arlo's, Reese's peanut butter cake from Buttercream Home Bakery. We've got lemon cake from Darcy Chambers. Chocolate butterscotch tort from the Packer Restore, mini cheesecake delight from McDuff. Just, I mean, well, 21 of them.
Yeah.
And they all sound amazing. So we do have some new donors this year. There's the Priest River Cakes for a Cause has donated a Ferrero Rocher cheesecake that the description is just mouthwatering. You have to go on the website and read about it because it makes me drool just thinking about it. It was graham cracker crust with hazelnut, crispy rice, Nutella. It's just like a truffle in every bite. We also have those hot cocoa bombs that I was telling you about donated by the Sugared Shamrock, and they sound amazing as well. There's white chocolate huckleberry and there's several different flavors of those. One of our most popular desserts that got the highest bids a couple years ago was a elegant lemon mousse cake, and we've brought that back, and it's sprinkled with limoncello simple syrup, has zesty lemon curd layers, and a creamy lemon mousse frosting. So that's been a really popular one, and it's back this year. So pretty exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. And I guess, you know, don't be afraid to go on and just bid whatever you think is. You don't have to give thousands of dollars, although people do. So
that's cool part.
I think about the shirt too. It's just, it gives, you know, options for everybody.
Very good. That's excellent. We need to take our final break, and we come back. We have Amber Gildersleeve joining us on the phone. And just real quick, Amber, are your parents in Mexico right now?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
My dad wishes he was.
Yeah, I need to call. I've been thinking about him as the weather got colder anyway. And Molly Behrens is here in the studio. We'll talk more about the great fundraising night for the Heart Ball and Bonner General Health right after this.
Another great year has come and gone here at the Pondere Winery, and as we wish a happy new year to all, we want to invite everyone to come and celebrate with a pizza and a tasty bottle of rosé, January's Wine of the Month. Our tasting room is also a great place to meet up with friends after a nice day on the mountain. We have music every Friday and Saturday evening, along with January's featured artwork produced by Betty Billups. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 12 to 8, so come see us at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint, where relaxing and having a good time are strongly encouraged. The Pondere Winery, a Sandpoint institution since 1995.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Son Chevrolet. Our family's been operating the Chevrolet dealership serving the Sandpoint area for over 30 years. Chevrolet has been represented in the Sandpoint area for nearly 100 years, and throughout the majority of that time, two local families have operated the dealership. What this adds up to is experience. Taylor & Sons boasts the largest, most modern service department in the area, staffed with experienced technicians and advisors with hundreds of years of combined experience in the group. Taylor & Sons sales department is led and staffed by a group of longtime Sandpoint locals with our community's best interest at heart. With nearly 300 verified reviews, Taylor & Sons carries a 4.8 out of 5-star rating on Google. What this means is that Taylor & Sons is the premier location in North Idaho to consider replacing your current vehicle or maintaining and repairing the one you currently have. You can view all of our current inventory and service specials online at tschevy.com. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Our final segment for North Idaho Thursday. Amber Gildersleeve from the Bonner General Foundation is with us on the phone. Molly Behrens from Bonner General, the Community Development Coordinator at BGH, is with us in the studio. And Molly, we were talking during the break about these desserts. Now, you already have pictures of them that people can look at, but the heart ball's not for another 2 weeks. Aren't they going to be stale by then?
Don't worry. We're really grateful for our community bakers because they not only give us these beautiful desserts, but they actually make them twice because we request that they make them a couple weeks early so we can get the picture, get the description, and really market them. And then they'll make you a brand new fresh one for the night of. So no worries about that.
Just want to get that straight. So you're not thinking, well, it's a stale cake I spent all this money on. So we've talked about all the great appetizers, the desserts. Amber listed all of these wonderful things you can bid on. How does this work that week and especially on the evening of the 12th?
Yes. So the virtual heart ball is free and open to the public. There's no registration fee or anything like that. But what you'll want to do is go onto our website, that bonnergeneral.org, and you'll want to RSVP for the heart ball. And then we'll get you all of the information that you need.
So there's no obligation when you RSVP?
Nope. We'll just be starting to shoot you emails and tell you how to get on and bid the night of and bid before once our auction opens. Once you go on and RSVP, we're going to tell you that you need 2 major things for the heart ball. You need a Zoom account so you can watch us live.
Who doesn't have a Zoom account?
Right. Yes, it's a lot easier nowadays. If you're in a group of a couple people, you just need 1 Zoom account to watch the show because all of your personal bidding will happen on a separate device. And that'll be through Greater Giving. That's our auction software. And again, kind of like Zoom, people are getting pretty familiar with Greater Giving. That's what Kinderhaven uses. I think that's what the festival has used.
I just want to say, because you know Marcella Nelson.
Yes.
She's been around.
Oh, yeah.
She has adapted so well to this world of Zoom meetings and these type of things. It's incredible. And she's in her mid-90s, people.
Yes.
So if she can do it, we can all do it.
Exactly. We love Marcella. She's a volunteer at the hospital as well.
Yeah.
So we get to see her a lot. So it's pretty easy. You'll have your Zoom account. You'll have your Greater Giving account. When you log on to Greater Giving, you'll set up a profile. You'll get put in your credit card information right away. And then you'll be able to bid on anything. And you can you know, just kind of scroll and bid on what you want. Or if you have something that you're specifically, you know, that's what you want, you can place a max bid on it. So let's say on one of the cheesecakes, you want to bid $100. You can actually set that, even if the bid's only at 30 right now, and it will automatically bid for you against anybody else until you reach your max bid.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And can you see who you're bidding against?
You can.
That's really fun. Because I did that on one of these last year, and it was really fun. It was me and this woman that you know very well, and we were going back and forth. And I don't know. I ended up buying this product, but I don't know if I would have stayed on if I hadn't. Like, she's not getting this.
Oh, yeah.
I am.
And the best is when you have their phone number and you can text them, too. Like, may the best man win. But, yeah, so we... So you'll need the Zoom account, the Greater Giving account. We also have technical support. So if you if you need help with either of those things, we have a couple Coachava members on our foundation board right now. And so they are just our tech wizards that we turn to for anything that we need. So they will help us out. And also, one thing that we did last year that we'll continue doing again this year is to have a support line going through the event. So if you're having any issues while the event actually is going on, we'll have a number that you can call and
Excellent.
We can guide you. And then during the event, you'll sign on to your Zoom. We'll have our Austin Booker, who everybody's pretty familiar with, our auctioneer. Mm-hmm. Once those packages that Amber talked about are pre-bid, they'll turn into a live auction. So Austin will auction those off one by one, and we will close them during the actual event. So that will be going on.
And so this starts at 6 o'clock, and then for people tuning in, or however you want to say that, how long does it last?
It only lasts an hour.
Okay.
Guys,
there's not that commitment. You don't have to get all dressed up. There's no dancing for anybody who doesn't want to do that and, you know, spend 3-4 hours at a major event. It's an hour.
Right. It's an hour. We have really awesome testimonials this year, local community members sharing their experience with the hospital. Some of them are very tear-jerking, I will say, but really awesome testimonials this year. And then we also have a raffle, there's no ticket for it or anything. It's just for participating. If you're still on the line at the end of the Heart Ball, if you spent an hour with us, your name will be put into the raffle, and it's like $3,000 worth of gift certificates.
Wow.
From the local shopping district and from other local businesses. We have it's mostly gift cards. It's about $3,000 worth of stuff, which is pretty awesome. And then a new thing that we're doing this year, every year, Georgia Simmons, who was talking earlier, she designs our Heart Ball artwork. It's our heart art. It's kind of the logo for the Heart Ball, and it changes every year. It's very beautiful and colorful, and we get it framed. And in the past, when we're live, it's been a live item. And this year, we decided that we are going to gift it to the top bidder of the night. So that's another way to encourage you to get on, and it's for a good cause, and you also get beautiful art.
That sounds great. Amber, you're still with us?
I am.
So we have a minute. How did you get involved with the foundation, and is it something you would suggest for folks?
You know, I grew up in Sandpoint and moved away for some time and then came back to raise my kids here. My parents are here. I'm here for the long haul, and I've done volunteering here and there for different organizations, but I really felt like it was time for me to do something more. And once I found out about the members of this it's a working board. Once I found out about everything that they're doing, how passionate they are, just the high quality people that are on this board and how they're supporting the quality healthcare, like in our hometown, not having to drive to Spokane or Coeur d'Alene, mm-hmm. for this quality healthcare. I knew it was the right thing. So, I'm continually inspired by the members of the board and all the ideas and efforts that are going on. And that's really how it came about. And I'm super proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's very, very good. Amber Gildersleeve, thank you so much for all you've done for the foundation and for joining us today. Molly Behrens, thank you for everything you do for BGH. And thanks for being on the show. I really appreciate that. And again,
we're so lucky.
more information on the HeartBall, go to bonnergeneral.org, bonnergeneral.org/HeartBall, and it's all explained there. You can see all the great sponsors and just participate. That's what's important. That's it for me for today. Till next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
K246CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, a Blue Sky Broadcasting radio station.